There's an old saying, it's easier to eat bread than to earn it. Visit a tasty bakery and you'll say it's easier to earn bread than to bake it. Every detail in the baking of this delicious bread is watched by experts. Ingredients are tested, measurements are checked, temperatures kept constant, processes timed to the second. To get the benefit of all this care and all this knowledge, insist that your grocer give you Tasty, the best loaf of bread in town. The Tasty Breadwinners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Though we're known as Jones and Hare to all of you, we're two loafers now, it's said, representing Tasty Bread. How do you do, 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 do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do, 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 do?
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare.
And we're a silly-looking pair. How do you do, 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 do?
Say, Bill, who's the friend that you have with you?
Oh, you mean the big guy?
Yeah, the one with the face.
Oh, that's right. He has a face, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's got a cigar in it, too.
Yeah, he's a great friend of mine, Ernie. He's an aviator. In fact, he's a skywriter.
Yeah, I've seen you with him quite often, and I've always noticed that he has a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, he even smokes when he's skywriting, Ernie.
Yeah, now, don't kid me, Bill.
Well, sure, he uses a cigar to make the periods with, Ernie.
What's his name?
His name is Gallen.
Yeah, I didn't ask you his capacity. I asked you his name.
Well, we'll pass that.
All right, pass.
Everybody loves my Marguerite.
Never was a gal so sweet as she.
She's the only sunshine in our street.
Never was a smile so sweet to see.
Soon there'll be a wedding, what a happy day.
There'll be lots of teardrops when we go away.
Everybody loves my Marguerite.
Never was a gal so sweet
as she. Everybody loves my Marguerite. Never was a gal so sweet as she. Sunshine in our street. Never was a smile so sweet to see. Soon there'll be a wedding. What a happy day.
There'll be lots of teardrops when we go away.
Everybody loves my Marguerite. Never was a girl so sweet as she.
You know, this aviator fella, Bill, friend of yours, looks very much like the fellow who was in the office today to see you.
No, he doesn't look at all like him, Ernie. The fellow that was in the office was an insurance man.
An insurance man?
Yeah.
What are you doing, taking out a new policy?
Uh-huh, and I'm having a terrible time, too.
Yeah.
They ask such embarrassing questions, Ernie. They even want to know the state of my mind.
Well, Bill, I suppose you left it blank.
No, I didn't.
I was examined the other day for an insurance policy, and I had no trouble whatever.
No.
And I'm just as pleased as I can
be. I'll bet the reason you're so pleased is because it's the only examination you've ever passed.
At twilight, here we are at dawn. How those precious hours seem to fly. With the silver starlight, Mr. Moon has gone to rest. Parting brings us sorrow till we meet again. We'll be lonely only for a day. So until tomorrow, let's smile while we sing. Good night, a thousand good nights. Here we have waited till moonbeams have faded and gone. Good night. twilight till dawn. That one little moment meant hours of bliss, forgetting what no man meant sighing like this. Good night, tonight was like heaven. Hold me and kiss me and tell me a thousand good nights.
You know, it's a funny thing. You a married man and always singing those love songs. You ought to leave the sentiment to me, Ernie.
Well, what are you talking about, Bill? Don't you think I have any sentiment left?
I don't know.
Believe me, if you would only marry, you would have more sentiment.
No, no, sir. There are 16 reasons why I haven't married her.
Well, now, don't waste our valuable time by explaining the 16 reasons.
Why, it won't take a half a minute.
No?
They're right in the marriage ceremony.
Mm.
They say four richer, four poorer, four better, and four worse. And there you are. 4 times 4 is 16. That's it.
Yes, and wait a minute. There are 16 reasons why you should move away from that mic, Bill. Gypsy Nina is all of them. Petite, charming star of radio and the theater, singer of songs of all nations, Miss Nina sings a Russian tango. Tasty Bread is the best loaf of bread in town. Purest ingredients obtainable, and skilled and experienced bakers have made Tasty Bread a success.
Say, Lou, success is one thing we all seek. Perhaps you can really tell us how success is attained.
Well, I consider myself somewhat of a success being able to work with you two loafers as long as I have. I think I can answer your question.
Say, Ernie, I don't like the way Lou said that. Anybody would think we're tough to get along with.
Listen, Bill, no offense was meant, but honestly, you fellows keep me in hot water most of the time. Take tonight, for instance. I'm merely referring to Tasty Bread as being a success when Ernie butts in wanting to know how success is attained. If I fail to answer, look at the spot I'm in.
Well, it works both ways, Lou. You give a good answer, and then you're given all the credit for being clever.
Say, Ernie, you can give Lou credit. I'd rather take the cash.
Listen, Billy, stop kidding, please. My opinion of how you two loafers can become a success on the radio...
Oh, Mr. Whitten, tell me, too. I want to be a success.
All right, then, listen. Success in anything is only achieved by perfect cooperation among the participants.
Yes, sir.
Each one subordinating his or her individuality to the general purpose of the organization of which he or she is an integral part.
Dear, dear.
Success is attained by effectuating that coordination of action which is the essential desideratum.
Yeah, but the main thing is teamwork.
Yeah, the main thing is teamwork, providing the team is working.
Oh, I wish Mr. Whitten would have spoken English. I don't know anything about Latin, and I know I never will be a success.
Oh, don't cry, Gypsy. You have everything that means success. A voice and an accordion.
Yeah, and many other things. Those eyes and those nose.
And those lips and those... I have a rhyme for lips, but after all, this is a radio program.
So your idea of success is teamwork. Listen, Ben, please strike up the band and put this team to work or we'll all be looking for work. I'm going out to phone the boss to try to get him in good humor for the rest of the program.
Success!
Picture book. I know that you can never look like Dixie.